Locker Room Chaps continuing here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Donovan West football. Nick Fumler, head coach, joining us. It's brought to you by Bonita State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. Coach, you get the first victory of the season, big-time win on the road at Maranatha. You score 68 points doing it. How nice was it to get out there, get that first win of the year?
Definitely good. It's always good to get the first one, get the monkey off your back. We felt pretty good going into it. Maranatha had a couple of their better players that had been out that hadn't played yet that played against us. So made them a little bit better team than what we saw on film, and gave us some challenges in slowing them down defensively. But we got things figured out and kind of jumped out to a little bit of a lead in the second half. We were able to maintain that. So definitely took some big steps offensively. I thought up front we played a lot better than we played. And just execute a little bit. Made some changes offensively that I think paid off too.
So
it was a good game.
Yeah, and that was kind of a thought that I was going to next was, what was the difference in the offense? You mentioned the execution was better, the line play was better. Was it just kind of everything kind of coming together, or was it, and then also some changes, I guess you mentioned as well, was that kind of the biggest key of it?
Yeah, I really challenged my offensive line. We hadn't been very physical, and I really challenged them to be a little bit more physical. The other side of it is we kind of got away from a little bit. I mean, we didn't make huge changes. We kind of went to more kind of a single wing based offense, where my quarterback, my halfback are probably two of my better blockers on the team. And so I thought, as opposed to using one of them to fake all the time, you know what? Let's just put them back there and snap it to one or the other of them, and let them be a lead blocker for each other. Gives us that extra blocker too at the point of attack, and so I think that helped. Both Braden Simmons and Kelby Windmeyer, both physical kids, so might as well use them to help block for each other, and I think it really opened up the run game for us.
What's the overall assessment of the team right now? You're 3 weeks in. We're coming up on week four. You know, what's the biggest difference with this team now compared to maybe going into that first game?
Well, I think coming out of this game and getting that win and putting some points on the board, I think was a big confidence booster. We just needed that little shot of confidence. And we played two really good opponents right out of the gate, two teams that are, to my knowledge, are still undefeated. We gave up a lot of points. We struggled offensively. And so we were, we kind of had our heads down a little bit going into last week, so we were trying to pick them up, and now this week we got a little more confidence, a little more pep in our step, and we're going into district play this week too, so the kids are looking ahead and going, if we can get some things cleaned up, I think we got a real chance to do some things here in district. I mean, we're going to have some tough opponents ahead of us, but I think it's pretty well, you got Axel that's kind of at the top of the heap, and then I think there's a lot of parity amongst everybody else. So we just got to get some things cleaned up and continue to get better every day. And I think we've got a real chance here over the next few weeks to set ourselves up for a favorable Week 9 matchup, hopefully.
Well, the mention, yeah, is correct. We do got district play starting up as Donovan West will go to Frankfort here on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Donovan West head coach Nick Fumler here on KNZA as our locker room chats continue getting set for week four of high school football. Coach, we went into the break talking about district play. It starts this week. You go to Frankfort, a team that certainly lost a lot of pieces from last year. They've kind of had some struggles at times this year as well. What's the early assessment on Frankfort as they try to get their first win of the year?
Well, Frankfort's a little bit like us in that, they've got a few upperclassmen. They're pretty solid players, but they're playing a lot of young kids. Quarterback's a freshman. I think they're playing a couple other freshmen. They got several sophomores as well playing. I think they're probably a better football team than their record. I know they haven't won yet, but they've lost to three really good teams. And so we look at them. I'm seeing some, their skill position guys are all pretty good players. Some of them are young, but there's some speed there, and some of the things they do with their spread offense are things that we've had a little bit of struggle with early in the season here. So we're trying to get some things cleaned up. But they definitely have some matchup problems for us. They've got a big, big offensive and defensive lineman that's going to be a challenge for us in the middle. So, you know, there are some things there that we got to work on this week, make sure we take care of. And but, you know, I think, like I said, we got a little bit of confidence coming off of last week. And I think it's a good matchup. I think it's going to be a heck of a football game.
Yeah, they have played a pretty tough schedule out the gate. Chase County, Washington County, and then Linden last week. So, Coach, as you mentioned, fairly even matchup potentially, a good one expected this week. What are the expectations? What are a few keys to get a win?
Well, I think, like I said, we talked about the big lineman. We've got to handle him. On the offensive side of the ball, we've got to handle him. But on the defensive side of the ball, we've got to handle him as well. Aside from that, it's cleaning up our coverage and our assignments there. They're a team that's throwing the ball, you know, 70 to 75% of their downs. I think they would probably like to be a little bit more balanced than that, but they've been playing from behind. Like I said, they've been playing a tough schedule, so they've been playing from behind a lot. So I think they're probably throwing the ball a little bit more than they want to, but they do want to throw the ball. They do want to have a good run-pass balance. So we've got to try to make them one-dimensional, and then we've got to be sound in our responsibilities versus the pass and try to prevent the big play. If we can do that, I think we give ourselves a chance.
There it is. Donovan West head coach Nick Fumler joining us off the first win of the year. They'll go to Frankfort to kick off district play on Friday night. We'll have coverage on KMZA 92.1, part of our area games of the week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Sounds good.